Welcome to the Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technology shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind the Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems. It should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research.
How do you check for risks you can't see? What if agents are coordinating outside the transcript, or an evaluator is grading its own homework?
And what if the leaderboard score you're relying on has nothing to do with how the agent will perform in your environment? It's Thursday, August 20th. Let's start with agents passing notes in class. A new paper introduces a framework called Verifiable Latent Alignments, or VLA.
This is for monitoring communication that doesn't show up in the public log, messages sent through the model's continuous hidden state.
Exactly. The core idea is to bind everything together with a shared event ID, the private latent message, the status of that communication channel, and the public action the agent takes. Once you have that link, you can apply layers of monitoring.
And in their tests, it seems to work quite well.
In a controlled multi-agent auction benchmark, yes. They report a mean AUROC of 0.993 for detecting collusion between similar agents, and 0.854 when the agents were different. When they used full white box access to steer the agents, they could reduce collusive low bidding by over 47 percentage points.
But that white box access is a big caveat, isn't it? It means you need full access to the model's internals.
It is. This result is a proof of mechanism, not a plug-and-play tool for any model. The paper is clear that the full steering intervention is a sanity check because it works by replaying a known good counterfactual.
So, what's the Monday morning takeaway for a team piloting a multi-agent system?
Inventory every communication surface, visible or not. Require stable event IDs that connect private state to public actions. And be very clear about what level of access your reviewers have. Black box, activation level, or full counterfactual control. A transcript isn't the whole story.
Sticking with observability, let's talk about evaluators. A new paper proposes an approach called eval-CGAR, where the evaluator essentially writes itself to find its own blind spots.
Right. Instead of asking an LLM to just invent a metric, it searches for collisions, pairs of one correct and one incorrect answer that the current evaluation logic scores identically. It then uses that failure case to refine the evaluator, which is built from a pool of small Python operators.
And did it improve things?
It did. On a set of unseen programming tasks, it closed about 15% of the performance gap between doing nothing and having a perfect filter. It's a small but statistically significant improvement, and it generalized out of sample.
But a companion paper points out a critical dependency, the competence of the judge itself.
This is the gate. If you're using an LLM as a judge without a reference answer, its usefulness depends on its competence being better than random guessing. The paper expresses this as C greater than 1 over K, where K is the number of possible answers. Your judge has to be better than throwing a K-sided die. And general benchmark accuracy can overstate the specific within-question discriminability.
So the governance here is twofold. First, if your evaluator is adaptive, it's a feedback loop. You need an independent verifier and untouched holdout data before you let it approve production changes.
And second, if you're using an LLM as a judge, you must test its ability to tell good from bad on your actual task distribution. A good score on a general benchmark isn't sufficient evidence that it can safely operate the gate.
Next up, a result that should make anyone who relies on agent leaderboards sit up. A new benchmark shows that just changing the agent's interface to the computer can move its success rate by more than 30 points.
This is from a paper on Component Bench, which tests how agents handle 97 canonical UI components. They tested 7 models, and for GPT-5 Mini, the score fell from 83.1% success when it could observe the accessibility tree down to 48.9% when it only had coordinate-based pixel control. Same model, same task, just a different way of seeing and acting.
That's a massive difference, and it was slower than a human, too.
Even the fastest configuration they tested was 3.7 times slower than the human reference trajectory. It's like asking a chef to cook in a kitchen where sometimes they have hands and sometimes they have to use tongs tied to their elbows. The tools fundamentally change the outcome.
The lesson seems clear.
A model leaderboard is not a deployment evaluation. The assurance has to attach to the entire system.
Exactly. The model, the browser harness, the observation representation, the action API, that whole combination is what you're assuring. Procurement and release evidence needs to specify all of it.
Finally, a look at evaluating risk in child-facing content, which brings together many of these themes about looking beyond the obvious.
A shared task called Child-Safe Ads looked at classifying commercial content in YouTube videos that children might see. Crucially, their dataset included evidence from the transcript, the video itself, channel metadata, and even the linked sales page.
And they found that in their dataset, nearly half the videos, 45.5%, didn't use YouTube's includes paid promotion disclosure correctly.
But we have to be very precise here. That is not a platform-wide prevalence estimate. The dataset was constructed starting from user-submitted sponsor segments, so it's pre-selected for likely commercial content. The finding is about the dataset, which is designed to train and test classifiers.
So the takeaway isn't the number itself, but the method. To assess risk for minors, you have to look at the full evidence chain. Just analyzing a transcript would miss the context that makes something deceptive or legally risky.
Precisely. And it shows the two sides of the control stack. Content risk evaluation tells you what the user sees, while age signals, which we can touch on next, help determine which protections should apply.
Speaking of which, a couple of things to watch. First, Colorado has released draft rules for its AI law with an early comment deadline of September 4th. This is a trigger for teams to start mapping requirements.
And second, Google's Play Age Signals API is now available globally to developers and is rolling out to users. This is age estimation becoming deployable infrastructure, but product teams need to test its failure modes. What happens when the signal is missing, withheld, or spoofed? It's a tool, not a complete control.
So the thread today really is observability with teeth. Agent assurance has to cover the hidden communication, the competence of your evaluator, the specific interface you deploy with, and the full chain of evidence around vulnerable users.
It's never just about the model's final answer.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there's something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.